departments and companies are downsizing.
Mm-hmm.
And so companies are open, they're more open than they ever have been to accepting ideas from outside sources. And they're finding that consumers are bring some of the freshest, newest, and, you know, bring a new perspective sometimes mm-hmm. to their products. And so they're open for your ideas.
Kim Laney is with us. Her website is freeinventionsecrets.com. Are you making a living inventing stuff?
I am not making a total living on it yet. Currently, not yet. I made my first invention, you know, originally, and I tell you this, I'll give you the exact amount. My first check from my first invention, I was so proud of it, I almost didn't even catch it. It was $2,000.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that is not millions of dollars, but if I am sitting home in my spare time thinking about ideas and I come up with one and exchange that idea for $2,000 in advance, and now every time it sells, I get royalties, I will take it.
So when you file for the patent, does that protect you from somebody else making a whole lot of money off of something you invented? Is that the idea behind
that?
Yes.
Now, my suggestion is this. Patents are very, very expensive. Patents can cost, you know, $10,000 or even more.
Really?
So I do not suggest that you run out and get a patent. What I suggest is that you do your homework, that you go, that you talk to people, that you do the research on Google, that mm-hmm. you make sure that your product doesn't already exist. I suggest that you go to www.uspto.gov. That's USPTO.gov. That's the United States Patent and Trademark Office. And do a search. Make sure that your product...
What was it? .gov?
.gov.
Okay.
G-O-V.
All right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you want to do a search and make sure that the product doesn't already exist.
Yeah.
And yeah, that would be a good thing.
Yeah. How many things have I invented that, you know?
But, you know, I can tell you this. Even if it exists, you still have an opportunity for it. If you can modify it, change it, add mm-hmm. to it, make it better. So just because it exists doesn't mean that you can't do it.
Well, you invented the hat rack. What else have you invented?
Okay. I invented, I have some other inventions that are in development and in process with different manufacturers, which I can't actually talk about.
Uh-huh.
And the other product that I have, and I can't say that I invented it, but it is a product that I developed.
Uh-huh.
It is called Travel Feet. Travel Feet.
Mm-hmm.
And Travel Feet is an answer to a problem when I went to an airport. And what happens at the airport now, you know, the laws have changed. And when you go through airport security, you have to take your shoes off.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
It's very gross. And not only is it gross, it's also very dangerous. And even to go through there in your bare feet or to go through there with your socks, because you don't want some of the things that are on the floor to be on your socks, nor to be in your shoes.
Right.
And some things that have been found on those floors are things that can cause extreme illness. I mean, there's been some really bad things found on those floors. I did some research on it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to gross out your audience with that, but I can just say that...
They listen to me all the time. It takes a lot to gross them out.
Yeah. Yes. Well, so I invented a product called Travel Feet. And what you do is you just slip them on before you go through airport security. They're approved by the TSA to wear them through airport security checkpoints. And that website is www.mytravelfeet.com.
All right.
And
I got a little video on there, too, showing us how to use them. Yeah, all right.
Showing you all of the different things that are on the floor and why you need to wear these products when you go through there to protect your health.
Right on. They come in a variety of colors as well.
Exactly.
Well, that's great. Hey, listen, fun chatting with you, Kim. I hope
too.
You invent something huge and you name your yacht after it someday.
Yeah, I am on my way.
Atta girl. And if people want to know more, they can log on to your website, and there's lots of information there on how they can take their invention to the next level, right?
Yes, that's freeinventionsecrets.com.
Freeinventionsecrets.com. We'll get you some more information, and who knows?
Exactly.
Might be something that a few years from now, all of us can't do without.
That's right.
There you go. Thanks so much, Kim. Have a great day.
Thank you, Phil. Bye-bye.